When's lunch?
All right.
Click, clack, clack. Welcome back to the number one podcast done on the balcony. When's lunch? My name is Spencer.
I'm Matheson.
I'm Jordan.
Hi, I'm Dakota.
And who else is here?
And this is Crawlman Beanball.
And I'm Timothy.
Welcome back to the first episode on the road.
The first bus episode. The inaugural bus episode. The inaugural bus episode.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
I think this is our probably our first day we've been able to do a podcast.
Yeah.
First off day. Where are we?
Dude, I don't know anymore. We were in Des Moines this morning.
No, we're in Kansas City.
And now we're in Kansas City, brothers.
Yep.
Kansas City, Missouri.
What is that?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas.
Is there a Kansas City, Kansas?
Yeah.
Really?
We were in Kansas, we're not in Kansas
just
anymore.
In Kansas when we...
Not anymore, oh, Toto.
Wild.
Wild.
I guess it's a Kansas City, Kansas and a Kansas City, Maryland. Missouri. But we're in the Missouri side. We have a show here tomorrow at
T-Mobile Center.
T-Mobile Center, which is an arena.
Yeah, arena it was pretty time. Cool. We were walking down the street earlier. Well, I'm so bad at this.
We were walking down the you know, the thing where you put your feet and you you know that it's like a paved what do you call it?
You know, it's where people walk. It's like on the side of the road.
Yeah, they used to have horse and buggy on it. And now it's not that anymore.
Is it the road?
Oh, it was the road.
The road.
I think it was a sidewalk, actually.
Road hogs.
Wild hogs.
But there was two arenas here. And I was like, are we playing at this one? And they were like, no, we're playing at the other arena in town.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, this is really cool.
Is there actually two here?
Yeah, I don't know what the other one is, but it's really cool.
T-Mobile Arena.
We're in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just thinking about arenas. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Like there's.
Sorry.
It's a road, well, Matheson.
Like teams they have. They have baseball. They have the Royals, and then they have the Chiefs. And who else?
They have the Mizzou Tigers, maybe.
Yeah.
Guys, what's the Mizzou mascot? Is it Tigers?
It's a tiger.
Mizzou Tigers. Caden feels strongly about Mizzou.
I think we've gone long enough without truly introducing a new person.
Oh yeah, we do need to introduce a new person.
So I think a lot of people know this about Spencer and I. We require
a lot of money.
We make a lot of money, and we require a lot of money. We require it of ourselves. We require it of other people.
Yep.
And
let's tell them how we paid for this bus.
Yeah.
When's lunch?
Yeah. So
sponsors are out the
people were asking Spencer, they're like, hey, can I fund your tour with zero interest? You don't have to pay me back. And he was like, no. And I was like, Spencer, that's kind of a bad idea. You should maybe take this free money.
Because we got the money.
And then he was like, listen, dude, look at the when's lunch budget. And I didn't know this was possible, but on a digital budget, we were overflowing.
On a digital level.
Yeah. Like, I just saw dollar bills pouring out.
Yeah.
And it just said, can't count too much.
Like,
can't count too much.
And it was pictures. Yeah,
that's really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very.
You're welcome. So
anyways, like I was saying.
And one thing. Romantic.
A cool thing you have when you have money is you can hire nice people to do nice things for you.
Yes.
And
we'd like to introduce you to Dakota.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Hell of an entrance.
Hey, Dakota.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going fantastic. I've only known you for 4 days, but I feel like I've known you for 4 years.
Four whole years?
Yeah.
Not like a solid 3 years and maybe kind of met on the side of the road type deal.
Are you part of the Scientology religion?
We're just diving head first, aren't we?
I think if you're part of it, you should be proud.
No, sadly, I'm not.
Would you be interested in joining?
It depends.
We've got pamphlets.
Wait, there's pamphlets?
Yeah.
Caden, lock the door.
Over there. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Caden, lock the door.
Y'all are providing like toilet paper, pamphlets, and one a day coffee. I'm in. All right. Is that reasonable?
That's reasonable.
Yeah, so Dakota drives the bus. And I feel like calling him just a bus driver is not fair because on this tour, Dakota's done everything under the sun. Including acting as security.
Oh yeah,
and
true.
You're good at it.
Yep, you know, poke out chest a little bit, and then next thing you know, all the people were running at this man.
I mean,
running.
It is true.
No, it was.
You also had a flame.
It was terrifying. Forward, it was like an entire just mob. Like a horde of zombies from the movies. Just
and there I was. Legend.
There I was. My full 5'7".
I like
the
story.
Of a mountain.
Yep. Just taking
sun
on
behind your back.
I will say that I was
Army
reaching
of the dead in front of you. I
just a six shooter in my pocket. Yeah. And a heart of gold.
And a katana on my back.
And a bongo on my side.
And on the next season of Walking Dead.
And a can of green beans because I get hungry sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I need a snack. You never know.
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, I want to take you to the Kokomo. Make it down fast and we'll take it slow. That's where we want to go. Way down in Kokomo.
What?
Yes.
What key did Jordan go to?
Jordan just full into
it. Dude.
Jordan went up a third. A triad, if you will.
I won't.
We should actually start at how insane this tour has been. By the way, just two shows.
Yeah.
Only two shows. And it's probably been the craziest tour that we've ever been on.
It's one of the craziest tours I've definitely been on.
And to as many people as the last tour.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Just, wait, are you saying like in total?
Yeah.
So like the entirety of the crowd.
Yeah, dude, shut up. I'm a new artist. Okay, I can't sell any tickets yet.
This is nothing but a positive.
No, but this is it genuinely like this is some of the biggest shows we've ever played.
Yeah.
And like, okay, so I think we played like an 8,000 person show people, but this is like the show we played last night was like 8,000 fans, like people that were watching. It's different. It's different when you play to like. Right. A number of people that are just there, and then when it's like a number of fans that are just there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Yeah. Hearing like 8,000 people sing Tell Me.
It's fucking wild.
Is crazy.
Seeing all those hands that went up the moment that you rose your hand.
Dude,
started waving.
Also, like, I've done the thing where I've been like, hands up, and like, you know, a tenth of the people put their hands up.
Yeah, totally.
Stop watching What's Tony happening? Hawk.
Yeah. Also, yeah, Tony and Hawk like, is being played in the background right now.
Look, I think if like a tenth of the people put their hands up, it's fine and it's cool. But when everybody does and everybody's participating, it's nuts.
Everybody.
Stream everybody.
And they keep screaming like, yeah, that drummer.
Listen,
kill
dude.
Him. Kill him.
Hurt him.
Yeah.
Hurt him bad.
What were you going to say? Listen to what?
I was just going to say, you know, that I'm not one to toot my own horn, but.
That's a tiny horn you got there.
And I'll toot Jordan's horn.
Oh, ooga.
I got a
What's
big horn.
What's my horn sound like?
Your horn sounds like this.
What does Dakota's horn sound like? What's Jordan's?
Oh, Jordan's is ooga.
What's yours? What's Keaton's?
Keaton's is ooh. Obviously.
What's Caden's?
Caden's horn, I feel like Caden just has an American Ford horn.
Yeah. Man.
It works.
Man.
It's gonna work every time.
It's gonna work for 30 years straight.
And it's gonna be trusty.
Trusty American Ford.
Anyways,
further, go further.
Yeah, what were you gonna? Okay, you're gonna toot your own horn. What?
Oh no, I was just. I thought you were gonna say this, but you know, Jordan and I got a couple of compliments here and there.
You thought that I was gonna say, hey, didn't you guys get called handsome?
No, Jordan. I thought Jordan was gonna say that.
Hey, Madison, I was going to say earlier, I don't know if you were going to say...
Wasn't that crazy how we got called again?
I thought you were going to say that when you said, well, yeah, the drummer, but then you said,
yeah, well, I'm just saying what the people said.
Yeah, he's just being honest. He's just stating a fact. But my whole point in saying how crazy the shows were, last night we were... I opened the window of the bus and there was a... I wouldn't say sea, but a pond of people. Yeah, people surround the bus.
Solid pond.
And as I, you know, I'm like maybe grabbing some hands and taking some pictures, and somebody kind of like a couple people drag my hand down a little bit, and I'm like not panicked, but a little bit like, what do I do? And I feel shoom, an arm go on my arm, and I look over, and it's Dakota down by the bus, just straight face.
And he pulls you out of the bus.
Yeah, he pulls me out of the bus.
Spencer, please!
Holy shit!
Spencer! Sign my baby, please.
What baby? Dakota's had a baby in the front of the bus the whole time. Totally fine. Like,
yeah.
4 years old now.
As long as you're taking care of it, man.
Well fed.
Yeah, we do keep the air conditioning going the whole time.
Keep it nice
and
cool.
We actually really do. Yeah. How do you guys like sleeping and living on this bus?
I think we all think that the first night was absolutely awful.
Horrific.
First two nights. Yeah, I wasn't there the first night. Yeah. My first night was awful. I slept maybe 3 hours.
I think that was the worst night.
That was the worst night.
Yeah.
The first night when you were staying in Airbnb and we were in the bus was okay because we were parked.
Yeah.
The second night was a combination of we're not used to sleeping on a bus and horrendous
construction roads. Yeah. Like, out of every single one that we've had so far, that was just the top of the tier. Like, tilt the bus to the side a little bit.
That was bad, right?
Run over somebody, you know, just the worst.
are you admitting this shit right now?
No, not at all, I swear.
Dakota winked, let it be known Dakota winked at Matheson to let him know that he's not kidding.
Shh. Matheson, we keep these secrets, right?
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Both our moms are named Sherry, so we have a bond.
Did you guys wake up?
Like, no other. That.
Did you
that
wake up weird. And were you like, also, I'm concerned? Hi, Mom.
I think I woke up for a good like 2 hours and I was like, is everybody else feeling this or is it just me?
No, we all felt it. We just didn't all wake up together. But I'm saying like in the morning, like at like 9 a.m., I woke up and I was like, this is going to be rough.
Right. If it's like this every night. Yeah.
Wait. It was a little bit sketchy, but the last couple of nights have been fantastic. Yeah, last night was great.
Did you like your new bunk?
wait, you need to go into further detail with that.
Well, I was the last one to get on the bus, so I didn't get to pick my bunk. And so I ended up with the top bunk, which on a bus is the worst because it sways the
worst,
the most.
By far.
It just sways the most. So you're just like feeling every single bump. So we have a stuff bunk, which we've been joking about for
forever.
Years now, and now we actually have one. That's great.
We have been joking about that for years.
So we have three stuff bunks, and the biggest one... fits the kick drum,
right?
And
looking at it currently,
so we needed more stuff in there. So anyways, I decided I'm gonna move everything else into my top bunk and I'm gonna take the big bunk. It's great. And I slept there for one night and I felt Spencer's eyes on me the whole night.
He just kept his gaze.
He just kept looking over it.
You just kind of like open up the curtain a little bit and you see eyes
felt
peering
like hot
over
breath. Just right by my head, and he's just looking in.
And I'm looking, dude.
And then, the next morning, he's
looks
like,
"Comfy in there." Hey,
Are you gonna finish that? Are you gonna finish that
bunk?
Then? Long story short, I'm in the big bunk.
Yeah, Spencer made it to the big bunk.
Jordan was a gentleman,
but now I'm in the bottom bunk. So
that's
I was
true.
In the top
which is
bunk.
Still
from
pretty
the top
solid.
To the
Everyone
bottom.
Upgraded,
yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah, and that reminds me of like. This episode is brought to you by Tequila Comos. Not sure if I've ever had a tequila this smooth in my life. I mean, whether I'm drinking the Añejo Cristalino or the Reposado Rosa.
Listen.
It's like, hey, is this tequila or is this, you
really
know,
really good tequila?
really good tequila. But I genuinely, like,
and it's
we
the
have
ladder.
Friends at the Minnesota show and we had them drink it and he drinks it and I could tell he was having the wince face and then it just went away and he was like, yeah. Oh, I didn't need to fucking have
the pink bottle, especially whatever that is.
Oh man, that's the Rosa.
That's great.
So essentially what it is, it's Reposado tequila aged in a rosé bottle.
Oh.
Ooh.
A rosé bottle?
Sorry, a rosé barrel.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not kidding. It's maybe my favorite tequila ever.
It's very good. I'm drinking it right now.
Yeah, we are. We're drinking it right now. Shout out Tequila Comos. Go give them a follow on Instagram and go like a picture. And I would say back to the show, but we're just back to the show.
We're already here.
I think, you know, Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas said it best. This stuff is smooth, you know what I mean? No, it's a hard one.
Well, it's a hard one.
Oh, it's a hard one.
It's really a hard one.
Oh, it's
hot in there.
So hot.
I'll take a fire glass.
I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off. Oh, it's a hot one. Bang.
It's a hot one.
Oh, Carlos Santana was just in the news, actually. He was playing a show and just passed out on stage.
Oh. Wow.
Really? Is he okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Was his landing smooth?
So distasteful. I mean, like, you're usually distasteful, but you're not usually that distasteful.
He fell down. Oh, sorry, it's a hot one.
That's not his only thing. That's part of his show.
Yeah, he does.
It's only funny because he's okay.
Oh, it's a hot one. Anyways, Bus is great. I think you all are great. And I'd like, before we get off the topic, I think Dakota just provides a very positive, happy vibe.
Yeah,
and we've had people on the road before that are less positive
that
and less happy.
Are going to be nameless. We're definitely not.
Wait,
it starts those with
Andrew Willard.
Andrew Willard, if you're hearing this, you can.
And it starts with a Andrew Willard. Yeah,
yeah. I'm kidding. We love Andrew. We can't wait to have him on the next tour.
No, for real.
And
you're awesome. We've had some sucky people.
Well, you know,
some people that did meth one time.
Just once?
That's true. I only know about once.
Like a singular time.
We don't know for a fact that it was meth.
And luckily it was last show, so I didn't technically have to fire anybody. It was just like, okay, heard something weird happen, but now we're not on tour anymore.
Right.
So we're not.
Andrew's didn't help. You know,
he was weird. He was a weird guy.
What talking about?
Antrin.
It wasn't Andrew. I don't tell you.
Do you want to know? He texted me actually.
What did he say?
Andrew. If anybody's listening, you probably know Andrew. He plays piano, bass, and
harpsichord. What's the other thing called?
He plays piano, bass, and frustration,
and harpuge.
Harpuge.
Oh, and arpeggi. And he texted me today and said, "Miss you, man. I'm sure you guys are killing it. Looks like it's a PP party tour."
Oh, man.
Oh, I miss him, man. But you know what? It is what it is.
Hey, let's pull one down for the boys. Am I right?
Little sippies.
To Tronald.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
It's Tronald. Antron.
Yeah,
Antron.
A thousand names.
Look,
the man of a thousand names.
So far, like, I feel like his name has been brought up at least once a day. So he's clearly missed. Like, he's a major
Absolutely
part of the family.
Missed.
Right.
He is, dude.
Plus, we had that blow up doll of him in the.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the what?
You can't take your eye off
that. Plus, we
have
that blow up doll of him in the bunk.
Yeah, but it's just like to make us feel like he's there.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
For no other purpose whatsoever, we promise.
Yeah, it's for friendship. It's strictly
it's
a platonic
it's a friendship
sex doll. It's a friendship.
It's an action figure. It's not a doll, okay?
It's a platonic friendship sex doll that we get physical with platonically. Okay?
We throw them around.
We throw them around like and they can talk dirty to us. But it's his friends. It's friendship.
It's just friends. That's it.
And then we put his head in the toilet and we say, yeah, suck it.
Okay,
suck.
Stop.
Oh, sorry. Stop.
Just the eye contact.
Stop by your head.
They said I can put shit in the toilet, but I'm going to put shit in the toilet. Put it in the toilet. Slam it, shoot me, slam it, we slam it.
Should we Billy on the street some people?
Yeah, that's the street, though.
So, yeah, we're on the bus, and
are you going to have a car drive
outside the bus?
Just ask them how they're doing.
We could ask anybody.
You got to do that. I could yell at more people and see if they want to go to Vegas with me.
Yeah, so Matheson's been yelling out the window at people if they want to go to Vegas.
I swear I caught it.
Is there someone coming?
You called shit.
Not yet. There's maybe a homeless man over there.
Well, be careful. What's really cool about being on the bus in the city is that we can wake up and just walk anywhere.
Super nice.
It's really nice. It's really great to like walk to a coffee shop or like the gym or whatever.
We really aren't that far away from the T-Mobile Center either.
We're 4 minutes away.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Just simple. I'm pointing in that certain direction. I want to say it's that way. It probably isn't, but just believe me, all right?
If you say a direction, I trust Dakota's direction.
That's very fair. I would agree with that.
I also think I trust Jordan's direction. I don't.
Yeah, I think it's that way.
I trust yours. I don't trust yours or yours as that much. I really don't trust mine. Where? Okay. What direction does California go? 3, 2, 1.
West.
But show me. Point.
Where
hold up. Let's see.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Trust your directions, dude.
Okay. Anybody. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
All right. West.
Okay.
You think it's that way?
Okay. Yeah, Dakota. Yeah, right? Okay. What do you think
on.
It is?
Hey, hold on. I will say the people on the podcast can't prove me wrong. I will say that.
Let me just look outside real quick because I bet you I can find out.
This is cheating.
No, it isn't. It's. I swear it's not. It's
Dakota
not like
just
I drove
sniffs.
Here. Yeah. He just smells air. It smells like that.
I rub some
south.
In my hold
on. West is that way. West is the way that you said it wasn't.
You know, he pointed. I was going to say that, but he beat me to it.
Look, the point is nobody really knows the direction. We're all wrong.
Seems we can't
trust
anybody.
We all rely on our phones,
can't trust anybody nowadays, am I right?
I walked out from the gym today, and I was like, let me walk to the bus. They gave me the address. I walked 2 blocks and then was like, oh,
wrong direction.
That's the wrong way. That's the wrong direction, not one direction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hmm. Right direction.
If you had to kiss one Direction member that's not Harry, who do you kiss? Because obviously you kiss Harry.
You already insane. Put us at a disability.
What?
With that one.
Yeah, I mean, but we're all going to pick Harry. So who do you pick instead?
I think it's Cheryl, one of the judges. That Liam married and then they divorced, but they had a baby together.
You're going to kiss Cheryl?
Oh, yeah.
She's not in One Direction.
Is she?
As far as you know.
Isn't she?
I'm kissing Liam.
Who?
They're not Liam. I'm kissing a Niall.
His name should be Liam.
Come here. Give me a fucking kiss.
Yeah, he's going to be a good Irish boy.
Ah, come here. Give me
we'll
a fucking
kiss. We'll have a Guinness afterwards. It
seems like he's got...
If you kiss me, I'll give you a Guinness.
He'll go, mwah. Fuck.
I'll put my slow hands on you.
Fuck. You got fucking soft lips, boy. And I'll say, thanks, now. It's really nice of you to say. And he'll say, give me another one. I don't know. I did the sound
smooch
first.
Smooch me.
Smooch me. Get over here. Fuck. You're a hell of a kisser. That's
kisser,
how that'll go.
Hell of a kisser.
Your Irish accent is always up here.
It's up here. And you got to start with, fuck.
It sounds like an old young man.
You know what I mean? An old young man.
He's got like the high pitched thing going, but he's got like the breathiness of like an old man.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, and the urgency of an old man.
Yeah.
I've got places to be. I don't have much longer to live.
But I was just born yesterday.
So in reality, I just have anxiety issues. But seriously, I don't have all day.
Can we just get this whole voiceover over like Benjamin Button?
Yes,
just
okay, like we'll do it.
Voice was that?
Yeah, it's okay, we'll do it.
Russian, freedom! Freedom!
That's my Braveheart voice. Oh, man.
What's your favorite, like, what's your favorite movie of, like,
what's your favorite those Braveheart movie?
Those movies, like, like Braveheart, Gladiator, what's the other one with?
Patriot.
Yeah, Patriot.
The Patriot's my favorite.
Not too bad.
Patriot's good, though.
It's good, man. It's like, I mean, it's Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger and
yeah,
the guy who plays the Benedict. What's his fucking name?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Benedict Arnold?
No. Yeah, he's the guy who plays Arnold. He talks like this.
I don't remember. It's a good face.
I'll bring him up for you.
I know who you're talking about.
The Gladiator's so good, though. Classic revenge story.
I don't think Gladiator's that good.
Really?
Isn't that so crazy? I wanted to love it so much. Brad Pitt is at pretty much my... what I want my peak physique to look like.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, in Gladiator.
He's not in Gladiator.
Sorry, I'm thinking about Troy.
You're thinking about Troy?
Yeah. Which goes along with that.
Troy could be a part of
Gladiator is better than Troy. Troy's just not very good. Story-wise.
What about Clash of Titans?
What do you think
about
Gladiator, though?
Never seen it.
Never seen it?
Dude.
Clash of the Titans? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he looks great. He looks great.
He not only looks shredded in Troy, but he, like, has size, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, like, a different...
Oh, he's amazing.
He's different than he is in Fight Club. Fight Club, he's just, like, really skinny.
He's put on some weight in Troy. Look at that, man.
He's so handsome.
Wow. Brad Pitt's maybe the most handsome man to ever live.
That's a good-looking man.
Absolutely.
That's he's debatable. Also, like, 37 here, and he's just, like...
Who's it for you?
That's debatable. I mean...
You're right. You're right.
That is a good looking dude.
No, I'm not gonna sit here and say he's not a good looking man. Yeah. Like if I saw him, I'd kiss him. You were saying.
I will say this is him in 2022.
He looks great.
He looks maybe better.
Okay, I was thinking about this with somebody else earlier today.
Older?
Are cameras just better now? Is that what it is? Like, does everybody look better now? Because
cameras are certainly better.
Well, I guess I know that cameras are better. But, like, I feel like I've seen a lot of pictures of, like, actors 10, 20 years ago. And so they're a lot younger, a lot healthier, whatever. And, like, they look way better now than they did.
Well, I was going to say, I would argue that everyone's probably healthier now. And we're only going to get healthier.
Yeah,
if
I mean,
you try.
Until we die.
Well, you know what I mean? Like our...
I mean, as a...
As a human race, like, we're right. Like...
But I'm just saying the same actor.
Right.
From, like, 20 years
but
ago.
But, to your point, like, the studs, like, in the 40s and 50s were kind of overweight.
Yeah, they were a little chubby, but they had...
Well, they just...
Like Marlon Brando's not ripped at all.
No, and, like, and none of them... Like, James Dean wasn't ripped. Like, they were just, like... They didn't know what healthy really was. It was, like, cigarettes and cheeseburgers.
People still don't, man. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Right, but I feel it's like if you're, like, an action star in Hollywood, you do.
Right, yeah.
Where back then they didn't.
Yeah.
It is really weird to see, like... John Wayne in the early days, like
John Wayne pilgrims.
Hey, fun fact, actually, now that you said John Wayne, we passed by on the way here a museum and his birthplace.
Were we asleep?
No it was sunny, bright and sunny outside with the beautiful view, and I read that. I was like, you know, because my dad is super obsessed with John Wayne, like super obsessed with it. So when we passed by, I was like, bet you'd love to be there.
You would love to be
there. Was that in Iowa or Missouri?
Missouri.
Cool.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's crazy.
Hey, pilgrims, here's my home, pilgrims.
John Wayne, born in Missouri.
Born in Missouri. Missouri.
Tentatively.
That's what it says on his gravestone.
Hey, Siri, where was John Wayne born?
Watch me like,
well,
Iowa.
Well, hello, Spencer. I will tell you in just 1 second.
Hey, Siri. Where was John Wayne born?
Well, let me think about it. Well, I think maybe it could be Missouri.
Missouri.
It could be Iowa.
Okay, Siri's not working.
All right. Hey, this is Siri. Ask me another question.
Hey, Siri.
Hey.
Where,
babies are formed inside.
Where was John Wayne born?
John Wayne, Jonathan Primal Wayne, was born in 1923 in his birthplace.
Uh,
in the small central Iowa town of Winterset. He was born, wow, this is weird, Marion Robert Morrison, and all the kids called him Maury. They used to say, "Oh, Maury.
Oh, Maury.
You're having fun with your pickles."
And he said, "I don't even like pickles, pilgrims."
Why do you sound like that? You're 2 years old.
I don't, hey, pilgrim.
I don't
How
like
do you think
pickles.
I became one of the most, the biggest movie stars in the world, pilgrims?
From Brooklyn.
Movie stars.
Hey, don't.
Hey, pilgrims, don't. It's me, fucking John Wayne. Fuck.
The point
this is,
is
John Wayne, fuck you.
The point is, we passed John Wayne's birthplace, but the most important point is that we're on tour still.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're two shows in. We got 16 to go. I'm throwing up every night.
That's a different...
It's pretty insane, right? Yeah, you need to go to the hospital. What's your favorite part about tour?
Skips right over. You need to go to the hospital.
All jokes aside... And we're gonna pull back the curtain here. We get catering every day and every night, and it's fucking fan fucking. Not just every day, three times a day. I can go literally any time and get free food, as much free food as I want.
Wait, there's three? I thought there was two.
No, there's three. We're just usually not there in the morning.
Oh, okay, yeah, true.
Also, we're not allowed to eat in the morning. Legally.
Yeah, also, we can only let you dinner. But yeah.
We were all tiptoeing around. Let's just come out and say it. Let's just go.
Well, we haven't been there early enough. So.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't even care. We don't even care about not having
We don't even like omelets. We don't even like it.
I have.
Yeah. I don't.
I mean, Spencer doesn't even like eggs, okay?
I like oat brands.
I eat eggs every morning.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You're
no, you don't.
The pet.
Okay.
No, I don't even like them.
I knew
so
it.
So it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So catering is your favorite part? I mean, yeah. Aside from
what about
all
the 8,000 people standing in front of you,
I mean, that's like
screaming.
Of course,
the dude,
music part.
I came out of the green room yesterday. That was yesterday. Wow.
Yeah.
And we had just finished playing, and I came out, and like, I think maybe a third of the crowd could see me, and I just kind of walked out, and it was kind of quiet for the crowd at the time. And they all kind of looked over at me, and a couple of people went, woo, you know, they're like, oh, that's the guy that was on stage. And I just kind of waved to people, and the whole crowd went, ah, like that.
Help us.
And then I was like, that's really cool.
There's people walking by.
Now?
Yeah.
Now. What are you doing? What are you doing? Say, you're on our podcast. When's lunch go?
He's doing it.
Hey, guys, you guys want to be on a podcast?
Oh, this is.
You want to be on a podcast right now? Well, you can right now. What's your name?
Austin.
Hold on, say it on the mic.
Austin.
This is Austin, everyone. We have more people in here. If you,
what's up, Austin?
I'm not.
What do you mean we're fibbing?
Hey,
we're not fibbing.
Interview Austin.
Austin. How's it going? I'm Spencer. Great to meet you. We're on tour. We're playing here at the T-Mobile Center. Tomorrow. Have you been to are you from here?
Yes.
Sorry. Are you from here?
Yes.
This is Austin, everybody.
Hello.
What
Austin,
shows?
You're with a lot of ladies here.
Yeah.
What shows have you been to?
All on your
center?
Own.
Oh, it was a long time ago. It was ASAP Rocky, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. That was the last show I think I went to there.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah, Chris Brown, but I don't think that's... I don't think I can say that one.
You can say Chris Brown. It's fine.
All
right. And you love Kansas City?
I suppose. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Favorite part about it?
The fountains.
The fountains?
It's the city of fountains.
The city of fountains.
The most fountains per capita.
Really?
I haven't seen one fountain since I've been here.
No, I drove in and I saw like...
That's
a slogan. I don't know if it's true, but yeah, I think we say that.
That's amazing. Austin?
Are you guys?
I'm Spencer. Our podcast is Wins Lunch.
Okay, Wins Lunch?
Wins Lunch, the number one podcast on the balcony.
Right on.
You should ask him the question.
That's true.
Anyway, thanks for coming on.
You should ask him the
question.
Wait,
yeah, ask him the question, Spencer.
What question?
The question.
The question.
3, 2, 1.
Wins Lunch.
Oh, no. noon-ish.
Noonish.
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 Noonish. Noonish.
Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, man.
Who was that guy?
Yeah. He was cool. We should have made
Dude, him. We could have done a whole interview with Austin.
We could have.
They seemed like they were in
Y'all
a hurry.
Y'all want to, like, clear
well,
spot?
They were in a hurry, but not Austin. Austin was down
Austin
to hang.
Austin was down to hang,
so,
yeah.
So down.
Also, like, Matheson was talking to them, and then we just came out of the door smoking. Also,
tell us your social security now.
I didn't point my
mic. But no, we all were like.
I didn't point my mic at him too much, so hopefully we can use some.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I think the gist of it is there.
That but. We just walked out onto the street. There were people there.
Well, all those girls, I don't know if you heard them, but they were like, I was like, yeah, you guys want to be on a podcast? And they're like, you don't have a podcast. You guys are fibbing. And you all came out like right after that.
Also, did they say the word fibbing?
They did.
Really?
Are they from the 30s?
We're in Missouri, brother.
What are y'all doing, fibbing? Tell
okay.
me true.
So we're back to tour. Your favorite part is the catering. Awesome. What's your favorite part?
I think my favorite part,
outside of the show, obviously is all of our favorite part.
No,
outside
I think
of that.
I think my favorite part, honestly, is like it feels like it's been a minute since. When was our last tour?
November.
Okay, so it just feels like it's been a while, and I feel like even since then we've all gotten better, and like
yeah,
I feel as comfortable in front of 8,000 people as I've felt in front of.
Yeah, absolutely.
200 people.
That's pretty wild,
people.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like we've always strived to put on the show of like, we want it to be 10,000 people. And that, so we put on that show every time. No matter,
oh, right.
No
yeah.
matter like who's there.
Yeah.
And it's cool to like see that transfer so easily over, you know?
I think to that point too, like these are just shows that we've, of course we want to play our own shows to 8,000 people, but like,
right.
This is the thing that,
that gets you there.
That's true. But this is the thing that we've been striving for like since I've known you guys, since you guys have been playing with me, like this is
right.
literally the thing that we've been trying to do. We've never been able to do this.
Right.
And it's like the time and it's like, and it's working. And we obviously see it working at a huge level and we're all like really surprised. But I think all of us on the left side of our brain are like, well, yeah.
Like, right. We're not like, doing anything different.
Right.
We're doing literally. The same thing.
Yeah. I might have my shit together a little more, but other than that, like, we're doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've gotten better, like, talent-wise, but I think, like you said, I think 4 years ago, we would have played the exact same show. Like, we would have played the same show for 10 people that we would have for 8,000. Right. You know what I mean?
That's true. So, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like, obviously not the same music or anything, but, like,
right.
the same energy and,
yeah.
and the work put into it. And,
right.
Yeah. Right. And it's cool. I think our abilities as musicians and humans is a lot more now.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I don't know. It seems like we've gotten better, and now, like, the energy that we're putting behind something is just getting better every time. It's
yeah.
cool.
People are noticing.
They are.
It's fucking exciting.
It's really exciting. Dakota, what's your favorite part about tour?
Driving.
like far roads. From, actually. Far from.
I believe that.
The rare occasions, which as of right now has been twice that I've seen you guys perform, but
the rare occasion, two out of two
yeah. times, it's gonna happen where I won't be there because I'll
know,
probably
man.
Be asleep.
The odds are not in your favor.
Maybe, maybe not. Not too sure. Yeah, but I'd say watching the performance, like specifically watching you guys, because I get the luxury to come sit back in here, talk to you guys about the performance and. You know, see how y'all felt after the show.
Right.
Whenever I got to sit there and watch it as a fan would watch it and be able to just enjoy the full out experience.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see us like jump around like idiots after too.
Go crazy.
Like,
go wild. Complete crowd control.
It's crazy, man. I will say too, like, I've done a lot of mostly opening in my life, and this is the first time that like I'm opening and it doesn't feel like opening. It feels like it feels just bigger than that, because when you open it's not supposed to be like this, like
right,
like it's supposed to be like, yeah, the audience is great, but you know, you're warming them up for the crowd, but this crowd is just so insane. It feels like a parts of it feel like a headline show. Like, really.
It's actually really interesting. That's a really good point, because I would agree with that.
You know, like, even when we were on tour with Jack and Jack and we were doing the smaller shows, and they were still great shows, but it was like, okay, we're warming them up for the crowd.
Right.
This is some next level shit. Like, I don't know if you guys have felt the...
No, I have felt that, but I didn't... I honestly didn't really... That's a good way of putting it. It's
you
really
don't get
interesting.
It until it actually happens, because... But that's what happens, though, when the needle turns. Like, that's how... This is how it feels.
It feels like... You know, when, like, you... I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, who opens for Bruno? You know, it's like a real artist.
Anderson .Paak.
Right, exactly. And they, like... I'm sure it's the same kind of thing. You know what I mean? That's obviously escalated up a little bit, but like, Anderson's going to put on a good show. He's not trying to like, he's not there out of, he's not like, Bruno's not doing him a favor. You know what I mean? Like it's, I understand what you're saying.
Like he's not
like
warming the crowd up.
Yeah. He's not warming
the
crowd up.
He's also a show.
Right. He's also a show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, there's a show and then there's the show this is the show you came for. This is also a show that you would come for.
Right. Here's another cool show.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I also just let go of the thing of like the robotic everything's mapped out show, and I just try to have a good time.
Right.
And I just, you know, I have ideas of things that I'm going to say in between songs, but I don't think I've stuck to anything. I think I've just dude, like
when you fucking said Eddie Munson yesterday, dude.
I was picking up my guitar and for whatever reason I said, "Yo, who likes Eddie Munson?"
I just really didn't see it. They all screamed.
Because who doesn't like Eddie Munson? Do you know what I mean? Do you know who Eddie Munson is?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Good.
Does everyone else here know?
I think tomorrow I'm going to do Would You Rather?
Yes.
Steve Harrington or Eddie Munson?
Oh.
Should I do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Who would win that?
Eddie.
I think Eddie would win because Eddie died and...
Spoiler alert.
I actually haven't seen it, and so that's cool.
Wait.
Glad I know.
Have you seen any of Stranger Things?
Yeah, I've seen, what was it, season 4? I've seen the first episode, the first two episodes of season 4.
Yeah.
So.
You know, cool. Eddie dies.
Eddie Munson dies.
I know that he plays guitar, and he dies, apparently.
That he dies.
He's a beloved character.
Beloved.
But like, yeah.
Who wins in like a sexy off?
Well, dude, I don't know.
It depends on
what your vibe is. If you're into like the metalhead, like sort of dark, you know.
I love how he points at me.
Rocker. If you're into that, that's what you go for. If you're into like preppy, you know,
flip the
80s
hair,
handsome hair guy. Then
hair
you're
guy. Yeah. Everyone loves the hair.
Yeah, but also, it's not really a competition. You're into both of them because they're so different. And then one of them is dead and one of them is alive. So it's like...
That's true. So you'd be smart to pick Steve.
Smarter to go with the live one.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. Or Robin.
Unless...
What?
Oh, nothing. I almost spoiled a different TV show.
You gotta stop spoiling it because I'm spoiling everything.
Yeah,
I just quit spoiling stuff,
Matheson.
I just mean that I've stopped doing that robotic thing, and I've just started just saying what I think and feel. And
well, we've been saying this for forever, and that's like that the genuine nature of
Winslet.
The show and musicians and artists and all, like people, whether or not they even are consciously aware of that. Like, I think people just inherently appreciate that more. I mean, you can just tell when people are fake and it's bullshit.
Maybe it's that I've seen so many shows with artists that like. I'm like, yo, you wrote your intros down and memorized them. So, and there's no there's no shame. Like, I've done that for years, but I think you do get to a point where you've done it so many damn times that you use that as like more of a blueprint than like,
right.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, there's just been more time spent. I mean, we've just been doing this for longer.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, I would assume that, I mean, cause you're playing music now that you like, you can choose what songs you want to play, you know.
Dude, that's so, maybe the biggest like, thing is that I'm finally making the music that I love.
Yeah, like you don't have to play your whatever 8 songs because all you have is 8 songs. And,
yeah, I can pick now,
or whatever. And everybody's out, which is a new vibe, and people are gonna hear some things,
some more
in upcoming
stuff.
Dates. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
New wave.
The new wave is going to engulf us, and it's going to be a tsunami of newness.
Of newness, and then the riptide's going to get us, and we're going to kill some swimmers.
Newness and the riptide sounds like a 1960s band.
Yeah.
That's on the Ed Sullivan
show. The Riptides is a great band name.
Ladies really and gentlemen, is. Newness yep. and the Riptides. You know, like.
Yeah.
Dome.
We're rocking Robert tonight. Willing on my longboard, doing what I want, oh yeah.
Longboard.
60s.
That's cool.
Anyway, that's my favorite part about tour. I didn't even tell my favorite part.
Yeah, what's your favorite part?
Yeah.
Well, it's the shows for sure, but
I mean, yeah, it's so obvious.
I think that mine is like.
Me.
I've been in a lot of shithole green rooms, and I've been in a lot of vehicles that are barely rolling. I've just been in the like every level of it, and to be able to sleep in like the house that we have for tour, I like having everything like it's sort of like our like moving green room. And then yeah. and then my I gotta admit my favorite part is I like the weird like. Random gyms in the city and going and kind of discovering like a weird pocket of the city. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Spoilers, we snuck into that hotel gym the other day. We didn't stay there, idiots.
Got him.
We did sneak into a hotel gym. I'm not proud. I was planning on staying there. I just didn't. Seriously.
I mean, I don't want to sound cliche and I don't want to like overdo it, but like it is like, I mean, we're all friends. Everyone knows this. So it's just like, it's just a big slumber party. Like we all go to bed and we hang yeah. out and then we wake up and I wake up last, but everyone's already awake and like you guys are drinking coffee and everyone's
Spencer
just
and
doing
I are having
morning
a battle
stuff.
To see who gets up first the most.
Really?
Would you
so who's winning so far?
We wake up pretty much the same time, dude.
Same time. It really just depends on who gets up first.
I watched you walk by.
I remember I got up, or we both were awake, and I opened up my curtain, and I saw his curtain was open just like a little bit.
Was that
and
on
then,
my phone?
And then you kind of just like, I could tell you were moving a little bit, and you kind of looked out, and I just kind of waved at you, and then you kind of just waved back. And we just had this like,
we're like, we're up.
Yeah, yeah. This is the up club. We're both up.
We woke up and went for some sun parking lot workouts.
You went for a run, yeah. I did a little workout in the...
Matheson woke up at noon. I'm not joking.
I know, man.
Dakota sleeps 45 minutes a night.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
I woke up, got myself a coffee, and look over, and I just see Matheson, like... sticking his head out.
Yeah, the way Matheson wakes up is that he just sticks his head out and he waves and he just kind of still asleep like while his head is in the aisle.
20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, this morning Jordan was like, if you want to go to the bathroom, you got to get up. And I was like, well.
Oh, but the effort.
I don't know.
Oh, but the effort is a good album name.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
By the Riptides.
By Noonie and the Riptides.
Noonie and the Riptides. Is that what you said?
My favorite man.
Mike Noonie and the Riptides.
Mike Noonie and the Riptides.
Mikey Noonie and the Riptides.
Oh, Mikey.
Yeah.
Well.
And next up, we've got a new single from Mikey Noonie and the Riptides.
We've got Hangin' 10 by Mikey Noonie and the Riptides.
Hit it, fellas.
You doing that thing you do. Breaking my heart into a million pieces, like you always do. And you, you never be too cruel and be the one to be without the heartache, like you always do. And I try and try to forget you, girl, but it's just so hard to do. You're doing that thing you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. I don't ask a lot, girl, but I don't put
want to be sure. I'm a desk-on bot girl, and but I just can't take it anymore.
Steve's on.
You doing that thing you do.
Slow down.
To pieces like you always do. And you try to fuck that thing you do. Breaking my heart into a million pieces.
I got a bit.
Like you always do. And I try and try to forget you, girl. But it's just so hard to do. Every time you do that thing,
you do.
Every time you do that thing, every time you do that thing, you do.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hey.
And if you made it this far on the podcast, congratulations.
Yeah, you made it. You
this is the B side of the record.
Well done.
One more to describe your day.
Honestly, B sides are the best.
Cut my life it. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give up. If I tell me I'm leaving.
What's your word?
This is a subliminal message.
Congruousness.
I love to wear grandpa's pants.
Cut. Well, you gotta cut that out.
We literally have to. Okay, so what's your one word?
Okay, grandpa's pants.
You can't set me up for a Ronald Reagan joke.
And, oh, no.
Wait, hold
and
on.
And cut.
What's hold on. Your, really quick. We have to ask Dakota's Mount Rushmore of musicians and acts.
Well, that's a good question.
What'd hey, Siri.
What is your Mount Rushmore of musicians or bands?
Looking for Mount Rushmore bands.
For $300,000.
So I was actually thinking about this a little bit. Dave Grohl, and I know I told you this.
Okay.
A little bit, maybe. Dave Grohl, Bob Dylan. What was that third one?
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And a little switch up, all right?
I think Frank Ocean was a pretty big switch up, but go ahead.
No, I love Frank Ocean.
No, but like, as in those first two artists.
Hayley Williams.
Oh.
Oh.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. I grew up on all
Loving
that.
Loving the business of misery.
So not like Paramore, but.
Well, no, I mean.
Could we Paramore, pretend that it? Like that.
Hayley Williams, you know.
You mean Yella? Yella Williams? That's her Instagram handle.
But, yeah, honestly, because I was thinking pretty heavy about it, because I think I had Kurt Cobain. I was like, no, hold on. Take it back a little bit.
He's like,
but then I'm also fighting myself with like Chester Bennington, whether I want to put that one in.
Chester and Kurt Cobain are in the wheelbarrow, like behind Mount Rushmore. Like they're ready to be made.
Yeah, they're about to get.
They're the concrete ready to be made. Or sorry, the rocks ready to be carved.
In the wheelbarrow.
This is fun.
I'm really good.
I mean, that's a good Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, so Matheson's one word of the day is what to describe today?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Okay.
Yep, that's a good word.
Yeah.
That is a good word.
I had a great
word.
Day. We're on tour. We had some excellent Kansas City barbecue. We're parked in the city. We're going to play a sold-out show in a motherfucking arena tomorrow.
Yes,
I'm going to shit on stage. It's going to be great.
My one word to describe today is... it's more of a phrase. Close to Nelly, because when I'm in St. Louis, it's gonna be Nelly. So, no, I'm kidding. My one word to describe today is
country grammar.
Country grammar, because that's just how I feel.
Feel ya.
Ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa puff. I guess
it's to be owl.
Nobody asked me, but my one word of the day is...
You were coming up.
I know, I'm just kidding. recovery. Papa had a little bit too much sauce yesterday.
He had a little bit of sauce in the apple.
A little bit too much of the secret sauce yesterday. And so I needed to take a day to kind of recover.
But you don't have any sauce right now, right?
No sauce.
I love the way you said
sauces.
That.
Yeah, you got a couple of sauces.
Yeah, you know, some of the sauce helps you with...
What's the sauce you drank?
I drank the best tequila in the world, which is, as Siri would say it,
Tequila Comos.
Tequila Comos. The purest tequila you'll... Your...
Throats will ever taste. Wait, throats will taste.
Just the most the elegant goes tequila in the entire Comos.
It really is the best.
Well done.
You're having a little bit of sauce.
What's your
one word?
I'm trying to get there.
One word to describe the day.
Honestly, I'm going to say relaxing. Baby.
Yeah?
Fill me up.
Yeah.
You only had to drive 3 hours.
Super easy 3 hours.
Yeah.
Beautiful view the entire way.
Taking a shot of Comos.
Very actually gorgeous. I was looking through the rear view the entire time. Right. Me and Jordan had deep eye contact throughout the entirety of it.
How did you see John Wayne's birthplace then, huh?
The questions that scold us all.
that scold us all.
Why did it sound like you were starting like an episode of Ancient Aliens?
Yo, actually, speaking of aliens.
Hell yeah, let's get into it.
Yes.
We're just wrapping up. Go ahead.
Oh, we're just wrapping up.
No, we're just wrapping up.
By all
man.
Means.
Oh, but no, go ahead, no. Do your thing.
We're going all night.
We're going down the rabbit hole.
Let's talk about aliens and 9/11.
Well, no, I was going to say.
Same thing, dude. Same thing.
We saw the Alien movie.
The Alien movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nope. Oh, Nope. Yeah. Wait, okay, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did our one words of the day. We've misled all the listeners. Sometimes you go
We
left.
Can always throw this earlier in the episode.
I'm not familiar with the format, yeah. So.
No, you don't have to apologize. Somebody's a little antsy to get out of here.
Yeah, sure.
So we saw the new Jordan Peele movie, Nope, which again, on the subject of tour, we just went and saw a movie on an off day, which is kind of unheard of in our past.
Can we do like a quick rating on it?
Let's do a quick Jordan Peele Nope rating out of 10. Jordan. Melizer, tell us your Jordan Peele,
who we have here as a special guest. Hello. How did you think about the movie? How do you think about the movie?
Hello. It is me, Russian director Jordan Peele.
Director.
I think it's a Russian movie. I'm drunk on vodka.
What does that sound? Was that the car revving?
I think so.
The Velociraptor.
Yeah. What if our car started moving right now?
Oh God!
Did you lock the door?
Yeah.
Did you lock the door?
Are you looking at who's in the driver's seat?
Who's
next
that
you
guy?
Know, next
if you're here, and then he's in there.
If you're here, Caden turns around just with a hood on. Have you seen the Vine of that song?
No.
He's doing, there's some guy doing karaoke and Down with the Sickness.
Down with the Sickness.
The big intro, and then that part comes and he goes, ooh, wah, ah, ah, ah.
He like, just doesn't make it in time.
Really off time. And
oh.
That's really good. Anyways.
I'm going to give it a 6.8.
Why?
It was just, it had really strong points in the movie, but it was just a lot to grasp. And it didn't feel like all of the pieces connected correctly. Like, there was a lot going on, and I was really invested for a lot of it, but then it just, like, didn't feel like it all came together the way I wanted it to. Although we were talking about it, and we should break into what we were talking about earlier. But go ahead.
We will.
Keep doing the rating.
I mean, honestly, after we went and looked up all the information on it, my rating went up a little bit more, but cinematically, just all the visuals... I would put that probably at like a 7, but the way they portrayed the movie and pushed everything in the seat, 6. Researching and understanding it a bit more, 7.
What's your
Fair.
That sounds like a 7.
So overall, just based on that, I'm going to say a 7.
I'll give it a 7 based off of I had a great time with my friends. I had fun eating popcorn, watching a movie. It was a good time.
What? I did. If you're going to do that, then I'm going to give it a 10.
Okay, you're guy. Yeah, we should talk about the plot.
I got 100. I got 150.
Yeah. Like 200. My love for you.
No. I would give it a 7. I think if I have to look up what it was supposed to mean afterwards, I think you made it too difficult to like.
Unless it's like one of those really twisted endings where you're like, okay, right, I need more information.
But without spoiling it, there's just like there's so many things where you're just like, why was that even in the movie?
Right.
And we had to look it up.
Well, and the thing we talked about was like a lot. There are some movies where you look it up, and then you feel nice.
I found the Down with the Satanist cover. Can I just play it real quick?
Sure.
It's just really off time and like he's struggling to
he's
get
really
there.
In it though.
get this man some tequila. Just walk up to him and be like, you deserve it.
He'd
for
probably
that one.
Slay it.
Some Comos tequila.
Give him some Tequila Comos.
Tequila Comos is what I said.
It's classy that the tequila comes first.
Much classier. What were you saying?
Anyway, my point is like we looked it up and it still didn't feel like it explained anything.
Right.
And that's what like if you look something up and you're like, I didn't really quite get it, and then like it says like, well, it's this, and then you're like, oh, that makes sense.
That's true.
Still didn't make sense afterwards.
I looked it up twice. Like I looked up in two different situations.
Right. I have not seen Nope. I didn't go, I took a nappy. But I will say the things that
why don't
like,
you give it a quick rating real quick?
I'm gonna give it a 9.9.
Wow.
Wow.
No, but like to your point, like after I saw Shutter Island and I was like confused, I looked it up and it made sense.
Right.
And that was, and I give Shutter Island, like I would give that like a 9.5 out of 10. That's what, you know, it's such a good movie, but
it's
like
great movie.
That's that kind of thing to your point where it's like, if it doesn't make sense, it's like, well, what's the point of it making, like being a movie. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we can talk about it afterwards and that's fun, but until we can come to like a conclusion of what's happening.
You can also talk about Shutter Island. You can be like,
right,
this happened or this happened. Let's discuss. But with I don't know because I haven't seen Nope, but I assume it's not like a this or that.
Right, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did find an interesting take. If you think about it from...
Is it a spoiler alert?
It's not.
Yeah, who fucking cares? Spoiler let's just do it.
Three, two, one.
Yeah,
spoiler alert. It's not really that much of a spoiler. If you think about it from a different character, if you think about it from the Cowboy Jim or whatever.
The Asian ranch owner.
Yeah. Right. If you think about Cowboy it from Jim.
Steven Yeun, right?
Steven Yeun.
Shout out, man. He's an actor.
Yeah, he's great.
Great
but
actor.
If you think about it from him being the main character.
It's much different.
It's a different movie.
Do you think it would have been a better movie from his perspective?
Well, I think arguably he is the main character. Besides the screen time and
okay, dude.
Well, screen time says completely different. Right,
right. I'm not gonna lie to you. That like, so I'm coming at it from I've never seen this movie.
Right.
That makes me want to go see it to know that like it should have been told from his point of view, but it wasn't necessarily.
Right.
That's fucking cool. Jordan Peele is like, regardless of how good this movie is, he is a genius, comedic genius for sure. And then also, I mean, dude, he's so fucking funny.
I know.
He's so funny.
Now that you've pointed that out. It's just one of those things where I'm really sitting on it. I'm like, he should have been the main character.
I think we watch it again. Well, and I think the cool thing is that he's not. I think the cool thing is that, like...
That's cool.
The main character is the guy that things are happening to because of another character in the movie. And, it's cool to think about it from that perspective. But if we watch it again, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go see Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody seen it other than me?
No.
Oh, yeah. Me and Caden have seen it. Okay. We should all go see it again. I'm fucking up. It's so good, dude.
I would love to.
Yeah, we need to go see that. If we have time. We will.
That's our one word. Elvis.
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 I mean, to be honest with you, like, after I saw it, it made me so pumped up. I find myself on stage doing a couple, like, Elvis, like, things.
Do we even listen to James Brown in the green room?
Oh, man.
That was so good.
Gets us going.
That's a good pre-show. Yeah. James Brown's a good pre-show.
Well, thanks for everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening to the number one podcast on the balcony, When's Lunch. This is the first of many tour bus episodes.
The very first bus episode. Will we have some other guests besides Austin outside?
I think we'll have some other than Austin. To be honest, we're going to be in a big time rush
to get some new guests.
To get to the new guests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do with that what you will. I'm not talking about Will from Good Will Hunting. I'm talking about...
Do with that what you, Logan.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. thank you for listening. Oh, my God. I guess we should give this off to Dakota. Dakota.
We have one final question for you. It's important that you don't think about this literally any amount. Gut reaction. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
When's lunch? 12.
Great.
2-2.
12. Oh,
we have parameters.
Zone. Yeah. When's lunch? 2-5. When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh, no.